Spock, the late Leonard Nimoy's character on Star Trek, once famously stated that change is the essential process of all existence, meaning that a society resistant to change will eventually wither away. Yet we Vermonters cling fiercely to our traditions, either because we are born into them or specifically came here to seek them out. Town meeting, sugaring, Bennington battle day, deer season, chicken pie suppers, and many other traditions contribute to the Vermont identity, bring us closer together, provide continuity to a bygone era, and insulate us from what we perceive as the way of the world outside our borders. On January 8th, the Vermont State House, the People's House, the Golden Dome, was invaded by protesters demanding that Governor Shumlin reinstate his failed quest to create a system of universal health care. It was a true act of over-the-top civil disobedience. The governor's inauguration and the benediction of a clergyman were severely disrupted, and news of the protest dominated social media as events unfolded. 29 protesters were given criminal citations to appear in court. We're lucky to live in a society where we enjoy so many civil liberties and freedoms. But with great freedom comes great responsibility, and just because we can embark on a cause of action doesn't necessarily mean we should. The protesters made their point, pushed their point, then overstayed their welcome, and their point was lost. In the wake of the protest, there's been serious discussion about the implementation of new security measures under the Golden Dome. The longtime sergeant-at-arms was sacked and replaced. The institution that's always been open to all of the people, all of the time, without any obvious checks or security measures, may soon become a fort, locked down like nearly every other courthouse, airport, and government building in the rest of the country. If the intent of the protest was to shine a light on the failed promise of government to deliver what nearly every other industrialized nation has, it temporarily succeeded. But its lasting legacy may instead be an atmosphere where the Vermont legislature, the government for the people, becomes just a little bit less accessible by the people. Again, I'm reminded of a quote from a fictional character, in which Harry Potter's Professor Umbridge warns that progress for progress's sake must be discouraged, for our tried and tested traditions often require no tinkering. And in this case, we may have taken one step closer to universal homogeneity.